Tosfos tells us that he invited him to a swimming party in Yerecho, and he drowned him by accident. Separate swimming. And he drowned him. And that took care of his brother-in-law, and that took care of any young Chashmonaim. The only young Chashmonaim left now were his two sons. What?
His own two sons.
The Jews were... no one bought the story that the guy drowned accidentally. And the Jews complained to Augustus that Herod had killed the Kohen Gadol. And Augustus called Herod to trial again regarding this murder. Herod left instructions, which were well known. He left instructions with the palace guard that if he were found guilty, then Hyrcanus, his wife Miriam, and her mother were all to be killed, because he suspected them of starting up the of massering him, so to speak, of starting up the trial against him. Well, again, with a great amount of bribery, Herod was acquitted. It was ruled accidental death. But now the cat was out of the bag. His relationship with his wife and his mother-in-law and with Hyrcanus was well known already. And therefore, when he came back, he had Hyrcanus executed. The old Hyrcanus. He had him executed, and he had his mother-in-law executed. There'd be no comment upon that. Fulfilled a lifelong fantasy, right? And when that happened, his wife, Miriam, attempted to commit suicide. But she was unsuccessful. He then had her tried and executed. So that in one fell swoop, he destroyed the entire Chashmonaim family. And he sent his two sons off to Rome to be educated and to be under the influence of the Romans. What will happen is that within 10 years he will have both sons executed also. He in effect destroys his entire family, kills his entire family. And when the two sons are executed, so then there is no living relative left of the Chashmonaim, fulfilling the prophecy that was made at the time of Shimon the Chashmonai, that because of the fact that they undertook too much, even though they were such great people, etc., there would be nothing left of them, and there is nothing left of them. The Talmud tells us, as I mentioned to you, the Talmud says anyone that says he's from the house of the Chashmonai is really an Eved. He is not even fully Jewish, because there are no Chashmonaim left. The entire family of the Chashmonaim is destroyed. Now, for the last few minutes, we're going to continue next time again with Hordas, but I just want to point out two or three more things. Number one, the rabbis and the Sanhedrin realize that there's no way to deal with Hyrcanus. Absolutely none. And that short of a major upheaval and a bloodbath, there would be no way to deal with the matter. And therefore, in effect, they withdraw